It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into a topic that's both subtle and powerful: judgments. So let's be honest. How often do you find yourself making judgments, whether it's about a person, a situation, or even yourself? It's almost second nature, right? Our minds are constantly evaluating and labeling everything around us. And while judgments can sometimes be useful, they can also color our reality in ways that limit our experience and create unnecessary conflict. Let's start by unpacking what a judgment really is. At its core, a judgment is an evaluation, a label we place on something based on our beliefs, based on our experiences, and often our unconscious biases. Judgments are often automatic, and they happen so quickly that we don't even realize that they're happening. We label things as good or bad, right or wrong, desirable or undesirable, without pausing to consider whether these labels are really serving us. Here's the thing. Judgments color our reality. They act like a lens through which we view the world, and the color of that lens is shaped by our beliefs. For instance, let's say you meet someone who has a low-paying job but spends a lot of quality time with their kids. Depending on your beliefs, you might judge that person as a loser or as a winner. The judgment doesn't reflect the person's situation. It reflects your beliefs and how they influence your perception. This brings us to an important point. Judgments strengthen duality. Duality is the idea that there are two opposing forces, good and bad, success and failure, happiness and sadness. Judgments focus on one side of this duality and they ignore the interconnectedness of the whole. For example, you can't experience happiness without knowing sadness, just like you can't truly appreciate success without having experienced failure. When we judge, we're only seeing one half of the picture and we're missing out on the richness of the full experience. We label something as bad and try to avoid it, or we label something as good and cling to it. But in doing so, we limit our reality. We put things into small boxes and only see them through that narrow lens. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're going through a tough time. Maybe you've lost a job or ended a relationship. Two things I've been through. It's easy to judge that experience as purely negative, as something to be avoided at all costs. But if you step back and look at the bigger picture, you might see that this experience has also brought you growth, resilience, or a deeper understanding of yourself. By focusing on only the bad aspect, you're limiting your ability to see the full complexity of the situation. And this is where judgments can create conflict, both within ourselves and with others. When we judge something as bad, we often feel that we shouldn't be experiencing it. We resist it. We fight against it. And in doing so, we create inner conflict. The same goes for our interactions with others. When we judge someone else, we're creating a barrier that separates us from them, making it harder to connect and harder to understand each other. So how do we move beyond judgments? The first step is awareness. Start by paying attention to the judgments your mind makes throughout the day. Notice how quickly and automatically they arise. And when you catch yourself judging, don't judge yourself for judging. It's automatic. Just label it as judgment and let it be. This practice of mindful awareness helps us to see our judgments for what they are, just thoughts, not facts. It allows us to step out of the narrow lens of judgment and into a more expansive, non-judgmental awareness. From this place, we can begin to see the full complexity of our experiences, and we can choose how to respond rather than react, as we talked about in last episode. As you go through your day, try this simple exercise. Whenever you notice a judgment arising, pause and take a deep breath. Ask yourself, is this judgment serving me? Is it helping me see the situation clearly, or is it limiting my perspective? By bringing mindful attention to your judgments, you can start to break free from the automatic patterns of judgment and open yourself up to a more compassionate, present, and non-judgmental way of living. If you're interested in exploring this practice further, or if you'd like to work with me one-on-one or in a group, you can find more resources and information about my mindfulness coaching services at jeremywest.net. I am here to support you on your journey to greater awareness and freedom from judgments. Thank you for joining me again today on It's Now Again. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and leave a review. Remember, the present moment is always here, waiting for you to return to it. Until next time, I'm Jeremy West, reminding you to pause, notice, and choose, because it's now again.